Let me tell you the story. The 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod was ruler of Galilee, his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Well, this story has basically two voices. One is the voice of the storyteller as a historian, describing the context of the ministry of John the Baptist, its political context. And the second is the voice of Isaiah, who wrote these words some 600 to 800 years before John the Baptist, and that are being fulfilled in his ministry. So it may be a good idea in the telling of this story to distinguish between the storyteller, historian, Luke, who's speaking in the first part of this, directly to the audience as his listeners, as who they are, and then of Isaiah speaking to the community of Israel in a much earlier period, but also now speaking through the storyteller to the people of the late first century. This is the introduction of John the Baptist, and it is the culmination of the hopes of the people of Israel for a prophet who will come and establish the kingdom of God. This is good news about the coming of the kingdom of God. It is a vision of a great and broad road that will provide a clear path for the forces of the kingdom of God to establish power. The vision of this road, of the paths being made straight and the valleys being filled and every mountain and hill made low, is like building a big railroad track where you have to level everything out in order. Well, that was a vision of a broad road that would be created through the wilderness, out of which then the forces of God would be able to establish the kingdom of God by traveling down this great road that Isaiah envisions. It is not coincidence that this vision follows the list of all the politicians who will need to be dealt with by the government of God in order to establish a new period of history, a new reign. So it was during, you know, the reign of Emperor Tiberius in Rome, and then of his appointed governor, the procurator of Judea, Pontius Pilate, and Herod, who was the ruler of Galilee, that is Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, and then of his brother Philip, who was also a son of Herod the Great, and Lysanias, all of whom were then vassal kings appointed by the Romans to carry out Roman administration and deliver taxes to the Roman Empire. And then it was also the time of the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. Now, we know of Annas and Caiaphas because they become major figures in the trial of Jesus. And so they were the rulers of the government of Judea as high priests. So the high priesthood was not just that they were priests in the temple, The high priests ran everything and did so under the rule of the governors, the kings, Pontius Pilate and Tiberius. So what you have in this list is a description of the structures of power in the days of John the Baptist. This vision of the coming of the kingdom of God also outlines the political issues that were present for John the Baptist and that eventually resulted in his death. That is, John the Baptist does not back down from naming the realities of power to the structures of government in his age. And the prophecy of Isaiah is then an introduction to the ministry of John the Baptist and of his proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of God in the coming of the Messiah. This is then the beginning of the good news, of the establishment of a new balance of power in the world.